from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week we've got a bloody musical, a 50th anniversary, and we're digging for treasure. David Wiegand wears a peg leg and a parrot on his shoulder. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Say goodnight, Grayson.
And I'm sorry you've got a little bit of a cold, so just don't talk too much.
Huh.
Let's open with a slightly sad, definitely country sound of Tiff Merritt.
Sing it now, wouldn't take too long. Singing goodness is a real bare bone, and it's what you do when you're traveling alone.
Is Tiff Merritt the love child of Emmylou Harris and Joni Mitchell?
Well, you know, she very well may be, and if so, that's terrific lineage and very observant of you. That's exactly what she's often compared to both of those women. Her new album is kind of a downer. It's very introspective, very lonely. The title of it is Traveling Alone and so forth, but she's not traveling alone. Actually, she's been married now for a while to her drummer and really broke through with an album called Bramble Rose in 2002. And people have been paying attention to her ever since.
Tiff Merritt plays Café du Nord in San Francisco this coming Thursday. Andrew Jackson just about invented populism in U.S. politics. The seventh U.S. president ran against the Washington elite, and he's the hero of a new musical, maybe the anti-hero, with some very period inappropriate music. Tell us about Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson.
This is a play about the founding of the Democratic Party way back when under Andrew Jackson. And it's a satire, rollicking. Andrew Jackson is a rock star in this. So it kind of, you know, presages our view of politics in the 21st century, I suppose. It's going to be opening the 10th season of the San Francisco Playhouse.
Yeah, at their new theater on Post Street in San Francisco. Bloody Bloody opens tomorrow and runs through November 24th. And now some Brahms played with passion and precision. One of the great American chamber groups, that's Trio Cellisti. What are they up to, David?
Well, they're actually celebrating their 10th anniversary, and they have a new CD of Dvorak trios. And in fact, they're performing the Dvorak Dumki trio as part of their current tour. They're known for their passionate performances. I mean, anyone who thinks that chamber music is staid, of course, I don't think it is. But if some people do think that, this is a group that's out to change your thinking.
Lots of chances to hear Trio Cellisti. They're at the Sunset Theater tonight in Carmel, at Le Petit Trianon in San Jose tomorrow, then in the North Bay at Mount Tamalpais Church in Mill Valley on Sunday. Now, electronica, hip-hop, and indie rock meet and play nice on Treasure Island.
Serving this, we used to get closer than this. Is it something you miss?
Chained by XX, it's so moody, and they are part of the lineup at the Treasure Island Music Festival this weekend, a mini-fest with an amazing range of music. On Saturday, there's Girl Talk and The Coup and the brilliant political rants of rap pioneers Public Enemy. And then on Sunday, XX, the winsome Joanna Newsom on harp, Youth Lagoon, L.A. surf pop band Best Coast, and of course, local heroes, Imperial Teen, yay, and garage rocker Ty Siegel, and so much more. And that's Saturday and Sunday at the Treasure Island Music Festival, best to take one of the free shuttles from a free parking lot in San Francisco. And David, I know we both love Betty LeVette. She's celebrating something special this year. A couple of things. What is that?
Well, this is her 50th year in the music business, and she spent many of those years struggling for people to hear her, but really started breaking through as recently as 2003, of all things. Now, of course, she plays huge halls. But she has a new CD out called Thankful and Thoughtful, and her own autobiography, A Woman Like Me, which, of course, is one of her great hits. Actually, there's nothing wrong with my voice today. It's my Betty LeVette imitation. But if you want to hear the real thing, you get two chances at Yoshi's Oakland on Sunday and Yoshi's San Francisco on Monday.
And if you're lucky, you'll hear her do a killer version of the Black Keys' I'm Not the One. And too much fun for one week, David. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these shows and more online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.